for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Geelong Marine World, you're of course Suzuki specialist, and it's time to have a chat with Isaac Smith, who's down in the rooms. Isaac, Kingy, Benny Cass, Matty Kershaw, talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. Well done on the win. It was a bit of a grind in the end.
Yeah, thanks, guys. No, it was. And I'm going to sound a bit cliche here, but credit to West Coast. I thought their pressure was really good, and they just kept coming at us. So they made it a really tough fight, and they've changed a couple of things coming off the bye by the looks of it. And they really challenged us.
You got them to 25 points midway through the second quarter, and to our eye, it looked a little bit comfortable at the time, but they made that mini run at you that got them back level at halftime. What did you speak about in the rooms at the main break that sort of, you know, you had identified that they were doing well, you had to take away from them?
Yeah, we probably just had to double down a little bit on our defence. They were plus 4 minutes time in possession in the first half, so we were sort of, we owned the territory battle, but they were owning the actual ball. So it zaps all your energy when all you're doing is defending. So once we got that sorted, it felt like it got back on our toes in the third quarter. But then they came again in the last quarter and made a challenge of it. So I'm not sure, but I reckon sitting home on the couch in the Bellarine, it would have been a pretty good game of footy to watch.
22 possessions for yourself. How have you rated your lead up to the break?
Individually or as a team?
Yeah, you know, individually.
I don't know. How have you rated me, I guess, is the question.
You just probably hadn't found as much of the footy in the two or three games leading into the break. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, I played a bit of a different role. So, it's funny. You can sort of get pulled apart on the footy field a little bit. So, it'd been a little bit quiet going into the bye, but it was nice to get my hands back on the pill.
Yeah, you looked good this evening. You look like just a bit more freedom of movement.
Freedom of mind, I would say, not movement. So it was nice to have a bit of a free outlook on the game.
Isaac, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. It's Benny Cass. You didn't go to Bali in the off-season, did you? That's caused a bit of a stir.
No. I wish I did. And if I did, I probably would have kept social media to it. To a minimum, to be honest. But no, I was.
What did you actually do?
We ended up having a kid over the break, so probably the first time. I've
Oh,
had a
wow!
Kid, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow!
What's been welcomed into
a little boy?
What's been welcomed into the world? Right, and the name?
Yeah, little boy. So little Emmett. So it was a very exciting time for our family, but a little bit sleep deprived. So it was nice to get over to Perth and get a good night's sleep last night.
Oh, well, congratulations on behalf of the K-Rock family. You had more important things going on than launching off to Bali.
Say, the last 3 weeks, I've been thinking about other things.
Yes, I can imagine. You have plenty to think about too. How many are in the Smith tribe now?
We've got two at the moment. At the moment,
work in progress.
We'll
Oh goodness me! You mentioned
you run around. So.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You love kids, couldn't eat a whole one though. But
too filthy.
I was going to say, you mentioned your 48-year-old legs there. What about when you kicked it in, and then you had about 17 handball receives, and then you kicked it inside forward 50? That was nearly play of the day.
Yeah, it's nice when you can link up like that with footy these days. The ball moves so quickly and it's hard to get multiple impacts in a chain of movement. But, yeah, at that stage I was able to get my hands on it and get involved in the play, and it's nice. I really enjoy kicking the ball inside 50 and probably haven't done as much the last few weeks.
We saw some vision on the monitor just in the rooms after the game, and you were chatting to young Sam DeConning, and I know we've spoken to you about him before, but do you sort of, you know, try and play a part in his development, even though you play a different position? And we spoke to Sean Grigg pre-game, and he said he's quite an unassuming sort of kid, but he's very, very competitive. Don't let his boyish looks and his unassuming character belie that he's a super competitive player. Do you enjoy that sort of role that you've got within the club to help those guys?
Yeah, I think I can't take too much credit for it, but I guess what you do with people of his age and talent is keep the positive reinforcement, and he's playing a very difficult position on the best players in the competition, and I think he's been doing an outstanding job. and keep pumping him up and let him know what he's doing well, because when he's able to fly and take his marks and have the contest, we're a better side for it. So it's very enjoyable to play with him, and it's nice to see the him impacting the game. And he's been a really good player for us, and we're very fortunate to have him.
You're not wrong. I was going to ask you, you've been around footy so long and you've played with, you know, some of the greats of the game. Did you have any sort of get any inkling across the summer and you match sim and, you know, whatever it is else you do down there that, that he could potentially have the impact that he's had, or is it really been sort of a pleasant surprise for yourself?
No, I reckon stay dot when I walked into the club, or when I walked into the club, that you can notice the talent of him, and it probably just took him, 18 months, and especially for those guys, post COVID, they didn't get footy for 2 years, so you can really start to see him grow. He had the talent, he had the ability. It was more just getting the opportunity, and since he's got it, he's really taken it with two hands. Sorry, I just got interrupted there, if that sounded a little bit funny.
Yeah, because we can see, we've got the in-room vision being fed to us in our hub, and we can actually see you leaning up against the wall, right hand on your hip, am I not mistaken?
Yes.
Is that a bit creepy? for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, here's Matty Kershaw, a voice you would never have heard before on K-Rock Football. Isaac, firing you a question.
Isaac, obviously West Coast had some really good momentum shifts today. Is it the case of when they get the momentum swing going their way, you know, go back to a bit of old school basics and your midfield double down a little bit and get a bit more defensive?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not defensive. I think that's probably time's gone by that you double down, get a bit more defensive. I think what teams are doing now is they're trying to double down on what they do well in the centre and around the footy and around the contest, and that's how teams are trying to get the momentum back. Probably gone are the days where you try and kill the game a little bit. That was probably, I reckon, 7 or 8 years ago. So footy over the last probably 3 or 4 years is the most change I've seen in the game since I've been involved. So, yeah, it's interesting now how to arrest the momentum and change it all up.
Isaac, I can see you getting the wind-up from Carla from the club, so I'm going to ask you one last question. You're out of contract. You're out of contract. Can you just give us an update on discussions about 2023?
We'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see. But always talking and having good discussions.
You're keen to play on, though, obviously.
I didn't give you much there, boys.
But you're keen to play on.
We'll just wait and see how it all unfolds.
Yep, no, fair enough. No, we'll leave it at that then. Hopefully there's an announcement in a few weeks saying you're playing on. That'll be fantastic. Isaac, we'll let you go. We know you've got to get back on a plane and back to Geelong at some stupid hour in the tomorrow morning. Lammy's will still be open, so if you're looking for a quiet drink to not have to go home to a crying baby. And Emmett Smith is a great name. He was a wonderful NFL player too, for those who remember him back in the, I think he was running back in the days, the Dallas Cowboys dominating things. So great name. Well, congratulations to you and the family, and well done on the win tonight. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Isaac Smith joining us here from down in the rooms at Optus Stadium. And we could see him talking to us, which was quite creepy. it's quite bizarre. Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, Port Arlington Road in Moolap is where you will find them.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.